Final score from here in Philadelphia, Army 17, Navy 10. John Sadak, Mike Mayock, we have the call on Westwood One Sports. Says Army gets the win, third straight year. They take down Navy in their second straight outright Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, a first in the storied history of Army football. What a ball game.
Great ball game. A touchdown differential. What a surprise. And I give Army credit because even though from a special teams perspective early in the game they missed the field goal, they roughed the kicker, they had a couple issues there. Offensively and defensively, it was just as they always are. They don't make big mistakes. The offense didn't turn the football over, and the defense generated four turnovers and made plays whenever they had to throughout the game.
And right at the heart of those turnovers was Mike Reynolds. It was a team-swarming effort. But in particular, Cole Christensen, James Nautigal at linebacker,
yep,
and Mike Reynolds at corner. Who would have thought against an option team that a corner could be one of the blazing stars of the game? And Reynolds was, as he had three pass breakups and interception. One of those breakups was a tip for an interception in the game. He was all over the place.
And if you play corner for Army, it's not like you're Deion Sanders out there and just playing man. You got to tackle. You got to contain against the run. He did a wonderful job. And don't forget Brinson also with the strip sack. Mm-hmm. Whenever they had to throw the football, he was the guy from Army's perspective that was getting the hits on the quarterback.
And they had a varied attack from that fullback spot. Army was dynamic enough to continue to churn those chains. Had some big plays on some third and longer situations in the early stage of the game that established a tone.
Navy did a great job throughout the game on their first down defense. You know, Army's not used to second and nine, second and 11. Navy put them in that all day long, but Army was able to convert some of those third downs, third and six, third and eight, and extend drives, especially the first drive of the game. Converted a third and six, hit a 51-yard shot to Kel Walker, and that set up the touchdown.
So put it in perspective for Army and Navy respectively. What do you take away from this game?
I mean, if you're Army, you're puffing your chest out. You want to go win that bowl game, win your 11th game of the season, be the first team that has ever done that. And if you're Navy, listen, you played as well as you could play. I thought the defense for Navy today was just outstanding. It was an uphill battle for them offensively, but my hat goes off to the coaches, the players, just a high-level, competitive, intense football game.
Fifth consecutive matchup, seventh time in 8 years. It comes down to one score. The final score, once again, Army 17, Navy 10. Don't forget to join us Saturday, January the 5th, the FCS Championship game. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time.